It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Throughout Europe, the Catholic Church is reeling from charges that hundreds of minors were sexually abused by priests. Catholics in the United States are also feeling the repercussions, remembering a similar scandal less than a decade ago. We'll hear voices from Boston and Chicago in a moment.
But first to Europe. It is Holy Week. For Catholics, that's a period of penance when the faithful are supposed to admit their guilt, examine wrongdoing, and ask God for forgiveness. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
One of the highlights of Easter week is the Holy Thursday Mass in Rome's Basilica of San Giovanni. Here, yesterday, Pope Benedict celebrated the ritual washing of feet of 12 priests. An Irish priest at the ceremony explained its meaning.
The washing of feet is a gesture which calls each of us to be sensitive to the needs of our brothers and sisters.
In his homilies this week, Benedict has not mentioned the scandals swirling around the Vatican's doorstep. But throughout Europe, from Warsaw to Vienna to the Vatican itself, top prelates are defending the Pope from what is seen as a media campaign to smear him and the Catholic Church.
They don't fully grasp the seriousness of this situation.
Robert Mickens is the Vatican correspondent for the British weekly The Tablet.
They really believe that they can just ride this out by flying high and not getting involved in it, just taking the hits as they may, plodding along, hoping that, like everything else, this is going to end up on the back pages and then disappear.
However, ongoing revelations of sex abuse by the clergy have caused soul-searching inside many European churches. Swiss bishops admitted this week they had underestimated the problem and are now telling victims to consider filing criminal complaints. In Germany, bishops are considering mandatory or automatic reporting of abuse cases to police. In Austria, a laywoman has been appointed to head an independent commission to draw up guidelines on how to deal with sexual abuse. In Italy, bishops ended their annual meeting this week with a vague pledge of cooperation with police. In Norway, Oslo's Bishop Bernt Eidsvig told Catholics that the culture of silence that certain bishops advised is betrayal. But all measures announced in Europe fall short of the zero-tolerance policy adopted by U.S. bishops after the clerical sex abuse scandal erupted in 2002. Robert Mickens says the Vatican's wall of silence is still impenetrable.
Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger and Pope Benedict has always worked and always insisted upon secrecy. And so he's always felt that bishops, the leaders of the church, this small group of men, should be able to work behind closed doors without the prying eyes of the press.
But pressure from victims is mounting. The German weekly Der Spiegel reports that hundreds of victims have gone public in Austria, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Denmark. The new hotline set up by the German church to counsel victims was overrun on the first day by almost 4,500 callers. And after years of reluctance to move against members of the church, civil authorities are now taking the initiative. The Swiss government has called for a central registry of pedophile priests to prevent them from coming into contact with children. And the German government is holding a roundtable discussion on abuse this month that will include church representatives. An editorial in the British Catholic weekly The Tablet went further and called for an international commission of distinguished jurists and other experts to review what has occurred. It has become painfully obvious, the weekly said, that the current wave of sexual abuse revelations could reach any country at any time. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is Deborah Becker in Boston, which has been at the center of the U.S. clergy abuse scandal since it first erupted here in 2002. During a mass in honor of priests at Boston's Cathedral of the Holy Cross, Cardinal Sean O'Malley said Europe's mushrooming abuse crisis is a painful reminder.
These are not easy times to be a priest. Sometimes it feels like we're being walloped quite unfairly.
Many abuse victims say the new allegations implicating the highest levels of the church are in part a re-victimization, but also validation. Olin Horn was among a handful of victims who met with Pope Benedict during his U.S. visit in 2008.
We said it 8 years ago. This is not an American problem. This is a global issue. Nobody believed us. People were spitting in our faces saying, well, why didn't you come forward? This is all about the money. You hit the pedophile lottery.
Another survivor at that papal meeting was Bernie McDade. He's disappointed that the Vatican has not done more for victims since that emotional meeting.
I put my hand on his heart and said, "You have a cancer in your flock and you need to do something about it." A couple of the other survivors couldn't even speak. The follow-through, I'm sad to say, there was no follow-through.
But some Catholics say the church has been addressing the issue. 80-year-old Nancy Caruso regularly attends Mass in Boston's North End.
I'm sad for the priests that were involved in it. Very sad for the Pope. It's happened. Nobody wanted it to happen. But let's move on. Let's not forget the tenets of our religion.
For Carol McKinley, who considers herself a Catholic activist, the latest allegations are about religion.
I definitely feel that there is an attack against the church. I mean, do we have a problem? We did have a problem. I'm not quite sure we have a problem now.
The abuse survivors say the problem now is that the church must change. Neither Olin Horn nor Bernie McDade think the Pope should step down, but they want to make sure their voices are heard as the Catholic Church works toward reform. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Becker in Boston.
I'm Cheryl Corley in Chicago. Church bells ring at Chicago's Holy Name Cathedral, the seat of the country's third largest diocese with 2.3 million Catholics. An evening mass is about to begin. Standing outside the cathedral's heavy bronze doors, Gloria Allen says anyone involved in the sex abuse scandals should be held responsible.
But I think it's very difficult to go back 20 and 30 years and decide who is accountable. I mean, I think we have to be certain of the individuals we're accusing.
What I've been doing is saying a lot of prayers.
Rich Benoen says many Catholics are staying away from the church because of the scandals.
They're like up at arms with this whole thing with the priest and these children.
Standing nearby on the steps of the church with her young daughter, Kathleen Long says she has empathy for victims, but understands the quandary bishops may have faced long ago if sex abuse allegations were raised against a priest.
They didn't know what to do with people like this. And people still, with family members like this, don't know what to do. Do you turn them in? The church was a family.
Victims allege that even Pope Benedict, when he was a cardinal, didn't take action against a Milwaukee priest, a charge church leaders call unfair. An evening mass at Loyola University's chapel on Chicago's north side draws students and others. Outside the church, 20-year-old Maria Smith says she's concerned about calls for the Pope to step down.
It's a big deal to make a Pope resign or have it, like, to say that he should resign. And if he did do, you know, something like that, you know, it should be deeply investigated.
Student Mike Seap says Catholics may have questions about leadership, but asking for the Pope to resign?
That's a bit strong, yeah. I mean, I definitely don't think that things should be swept under the rug. At the same time, I hope this doesn't turn into another Salem witch hunt.
As she left the service, Sister Mary Christine Athens, a professor of church history, says this latest news about abuse by priests in the U.S. and in Europe saddens her, but must be put in perspective.
We have had far more horrendous times in the history of the church, not just the Renaissance, but other times as well, where the papacy was, you know, in really corrupt state. So to suggest that this is equivalent to some of those situations is way out of proportion.
Even so, Athens says what these latest cases point out is that there's still a need for openness and clarity in how the Catholic Church handles priest sex abuse allegations. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.